During the commissioner's June 3rd meeting, opponents of the county's agreement with federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement voiced their concerns, like their belief that cooperating with ICE will affect undocumented immigrants' trust in local law enforcement. In addition, they argue the 287G agreement potentially violates the Fourth Amendment, the constitutional right to due process. Before moving on to the next item on the agenda, Chairman Hawkins responded.
I'm not sure if you're here illegally while you're privy to the Constitution that the rest of the American people are.
Local immigration attorney George Pappas is calling that statement absurd.
That an elected official who took an oath of office to protect the United States Constitution could not get right that basic responsibility.
The Constitution, in many cases, uses the term people or person rather than citizen. Individuals considered non-citizens are also protected under the 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendments. In a letter to the Citizen Times, Pappas, El Centro, and True Ridge called for Hawkins' resignation. Pappas says he's also urging fellow board members to resign unless they denounce Hawkins' comment.
Because the people of Henderson County need to hear that, the board needs to be reminded of what their constitutional responsibility is.
County Commissioner Rebecca McCall says she doesn't see anything wrong with Hawkins' statement.
Why should we ignore our own laws for the immigrants? That's what they're asking us to do. They're asking us to go above the Constitution and ignore our laws for immigrants.
Grady Hawkins tells BPR he stands by what he said and does not intend to resign. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.